let's just say this, video is becoming more and more important, right? Less people are like going to look at a photo and really be like, oh, like this is amazing. Like they're like, they want to see a video. They want to see the story. They want to hear the voice. They want to see a visual, right? Like we're very visual beings.
Yeah. They don't call it a viral photo. It's a viral video.
Path to Business, the podcast. We are your hosts, Luke and Bethany Barrett. We're a husband and wife team building a legacy with our three children that we're so damn proud of. Full-time wedding photographer and videographer operating a thriving six-figure business.
We share all our best strategies from the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Featuring other amazing businesses so you can genuinely get inspired. This is your Path to Business.
We're going to be chatting about why we believe wedding videographers should be paid more than wedding photographers. And this is definitely a controversial subject, but we're excited to dive into this because we have some strong feelings about this and I'm sure other people do as well.
But yeah, either pro or con. I'm surprised you're on board with this. I always thought you would think that they would get paid the same.
I know how much work it is.
Yeah, but you also know how much work it is to be a photographer and pose. You know, there are some strengths and some weaknesses to both sides. Well, not weaknesses, just they both take separate skills, I think, photo and video. But I think overall, yeah, the amount of gear you have to invest in, the amount of setup time there is, and then the amount of editing time. Those are kind of the three big factors in the videography world that just set it apart from the photography. And I think it's unfair that a lot of clients still pay photographers higher than videographers, or if there's a cut in the budget, the first thing to go is videography. That's for maybe a different one, but
it always seems to be that, right? It's like, if I'm going to cut something, let's cut the video. And to me, I think that that should be the first one you shouldn't cut, because video is really so important, right? It captures people and what they're saying in a whole different light than just my photos. Like my photos are gorgeous and they're going to capture that moment, but you're never really truly going to know what they said or remember. Like even our own wedding, we don't remember what people said. We don't even remember what we said other than being able to watch it on video.
That's true. Yeah. The audio aspect is a big selling point. Why we try to get people to do video. It's like the audio and the video that you can then show, you know, your friends, family, and eventually your kids, and then they can show their kids. Photos are nice, but you can't hear the voice of somebody like 20 years ago. This is what they said in heartfelt speech. It's funny. I saw this Facebook post and I said that in the future, I think video is going to take over photography in the sense that people are going to want to book a videographer first. There's some controversy on there thinking, well, sure, most people want to hear the nice heartfelt speeches instead of just looking a photo of it.
In all the instances where we've had things kind of like happen at a wedding that have, you know, like somebody forgets the rings or they don't know how to do a dip, you know, after the first kiss, like there's all these little things that happen when they don't go right. Those are the moments that people usually remember. We literally had the couple who said after we posted essentially that her groom forgot the rings, and she wrote on there that it's still one of the best memories that she has from her wedding, and her wedding was a few years ago. And at the time it was obviously like, oh wow, he forgot the rings, like this is a big deal, but at the end of the day it's one of her favorite memories of the wedding because it was just so funny. Like it's of course it happens, right? Like
I wonder how long it had been since she had thought about that moment. Until we posted it a few years later.
But she didn't get to see that part, right? Because she wasn't there. So for her, this is also just a whole new angle, because obviously in the final part of it, you don't include that, right? Like literally capturing people coming down the aisle. So that's what you see.
Maybe I should have included
it. I mean, it's in the raw footage that they get. But essentially, that's what's funny about it is that you just don't remember. You really don't know, or you weren't there, right? And that's like the other moment that I just clearly pointed out is that you're not at each other's, like beside each other the entire day, and having a videographer or two videographers in this case who can be at two different places at once. I mean, if we didn't have, you know, that other angle, then we wouldn't have been able to kind of make this really work, because you were capturing people literally walking down the aisle when this happened. And so to me, it's just like, it's also to be able to see what was happening in places where you maybe didn't get to be part of, like that moment, like cocktail hour, or different preps, like at the guy prep and the girl prep, or vice versa. Like, you didn't get to see that part. There's a whole bunch of different parts that you really don't get to see. Even the grand entrance, right? The bride and groom usually come in last, so they don't get to see what everybody else does, you know? So this is like another thing that they can see it from that perspective.
To me, it tells me that raw is something that only videographers can give. Sure, you could have taken a bunch of photos of him like panicking and maybe talking to the officiant, whatever it is, but would they have looked at that and been like, oh yeah, I remember when I forgot the rings? Like, that's not something that you would deliver to them as a client.
Probably not.
And so in their final gallery, they would get all the other photos, like all the nice ones, and maybe they would have completely forgot about that moment altogether. I mean it's hard to forget about that specifically, but maybe there is another type of moment that happened. And if you didn't have the raw video or just like video of it, and photographers obviously don't give raw images, you know, there could have been some funny stuff that happened on a day, but if the photo's blurry or you just didn't get it right, you just don't include it in the end. And they could have, you know, had this album of curated images, but forgot about some of the little things that might have made their wedding like more personal or more memorable in that sense. And I think that's something that's special to video, aka why video should get paid more, is that the raw video is really important. I think a lot of people don't understand how cool the raw footage is.
It's really cool, right? I've had clients tell me, because I've been at a wedding where we shot the couple, like the couple's there, and we shot their wedding the year before. And they said that their favorite part of everything was actually watching the entire day in the raw parts of it. Like, you know, not all the hours and hours of work that you put into editing everything. Obviously they like that, but they really enjoyed being able to watch all the raw moments, because there's no way that you can take 8 hours plus of footage and kind of put it into a 5 minutes, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't make the cut. And what's important to you or a funny moment to you, like, it could be different for the couple too, right? And I think that's what's really cool about it. And also, let's just say this, video is becoming more and more important, right? Less people are like going to look at a photo and really be like, oh, like this is amazing. Like they want to see a video. They want to see the story. They want to hear the voice. They want to see a visual, right? Like, we're very visual beings.
Yeah. They don't call it a viral photo. It's a viral video.
True. Maybe right? Before it used to be viral Maybe. Photos.
Oh, a viral carousel of photos. But now that I think about it, video is really taking over social media, and it's just so important as a business. But not only that, it's just, it can do things that photos can't. And to do it well takes a lot of skill. Obviously, to do photography well, it takes a lot of skill too. But you can be a super good photographer and not invest in, like, right now, I don't even know how much equipment is going to take for us to do this with the cameras and tripods and audio equipment and lights. And with a photographer, you just need a camera and a flash and some memory cards and you're good to go. Like, maybe some spare batteries, you know, and it's like, you could probably start shooting weddings for $1,000 and be fine. But for video, good luck.
It's so different, right? I'm lucky because I've been able to do a bit of both, and you've done both too. So you see both sides in the sense of, like, I've done video and I've done photo, and you've done photo and video. And of course they both have like their own things that make it more difficult. But the thing that I find more challenging is that you have to incorporate movement as well. And that has been something that we've been able to sort of work into our photo and video style to kind of make that cohesive. But that can really make a big difference when you're trying to understand, like, that they need movement and they need all these things. Like, it's just like a very different art form. And then there's so much that goes into just thinking about, like, the final product of a video, right? And what a final product is going to look like and how to achieve that. I'm not really thinking about that with photo. With photo, I'm like, ooh, that's a pretty background. That's some pretty light. They look good. Okay, just like have them freeze there, right? Like, I'm not thinking about, okay, I could have this drone shot from above and it's coming in towards the couple as they turn and look towards each other and like go for this beautiful romantic dip kiss. Like, there's none of that, right? It's just like, okay, go for a dip. Cool. Tick, 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 tick. And then we're done, you know? Like, whereas you could have like that angle of the drone and then the you know, the ground angle, and you're making sure everybody's out of the shot. And then it's all this cinematic, you know, flashing over and them spinning and twirling and walking. Like it's all.
And then
this
people go, oh, don't worry about those things. You can edit that out. No. In video, you really can't. It takes a lot of skill to edit out something in a video, especially in a scene. But you're right. On top of all of that, it's putting your videos back to back to back. And with photos, you can edit each photo individually. You can make this one like more saturation. You can make this one darker and play with the shadows. But when you have a cohesive video that's 5 minutes and has like hundreds of different clips in it, it's very obvious when your white balance is off, when your colors look different, when you're overexposed, underexposed. It doesn't look good. So it takes a lot of skill to try to match the whole day, because a wedding is crazy in the amount of scenarios and lighting situations that you get into. So putting together a wedding video is like...
And it changes all day long. Like there's cloud coverage.
And there's no retakes. Not. You can't be like, oh, like can you redo your first kiss? Because like the light went out and came back, you know, like it, there was a cloud or it was too much sun. In the end, you're not coming home and being like, wow, I can't even use these two scenes back to back because they're so different.
And one of
black
the
and white.
Black and white, yeah. Black and white. And one of the things that really, why we think that they, like a videographer should be paid more is also too, in just the amount of equipment. I know you touched on that, but what would you say is like the dollar value difference between your equipment and a photographer's?
Well, just what I bring versus what you would bring on a wedding day.
But how much like cost wise would you say?
Well, we're at a pretty high level now where our equipment costs just thousands and thousands of dollars, but
would you say it's like three times the amount at least?
I would say so. I mean, I have to at least bring three times the amount of cameras as you.
True. Yeah. So let's say like my 20,000 that I bring on a day. So you're at like 60, I would say, close to.
I don't know if I have 60K worth of stuff, but if, yeah, you're probably like, let's say 10,000 is your camera, a couple lenses. Well, that's probably 10,000 right now. But,
yeah.
And then like one flash, you know, yeah, camera, lens, and a flash, you know, $10,000 in today's dollars. And for me, it'd be like three cameras, two tripods, at least one light, some audio equipment, and then a lens, a gimbal. So a backup camera,
yeah, backup lenses.
I mean, I could totally use one of the tripod cameras as like a backup if I really needed to. So even if you count it all together, I would say, yeah, like at least double the amount of money that you need in order to invest in it. And it's just, it's a harder thing to start as well, especially when you don't have all this gear invested too.
Well, there's so many things that can go wrong, right? Let's just talk about that, because we've learned a lot about videography and audio. Oh my God. There's never going to be a time that is more stressful for me is like the beginning of a ceremony when we're doing video, or the beginning of speeches. Those are probably like the most stressful times, and I'm not even shooting it. I'm just making sure that you are. And it's the most stressful thing to me, because it's like, okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? You pressed record. Are you sure you pressed record?
Because not only am I ready with my gimbal, or if I have a monopod at the time, so making sure I have the right lens on, we have to make sure that the MC is giving us a heads up, because as a photographer, it doesn't matter what picture you take at what point during the speech, it's just going to be a picture of somebody up there talking. And then as a videographer,
I could start like a minute into the speech and it wouldn't matter.
And then 5 minutes into it, you could just sit down because all of the pictures look the same, you know, other than like some reaction shots or some like cheersing. You just do the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of a speech and you're good. Well, hopefully the speech isn't longer than that, but as a videographer, you could be caught off guard as your stuff isn't filming or isn't recording.
Or your battery dies.
Like two, at least I have two tripods plus my camera plus the audio, and the audio is usually a backup that's also not on all the time. So sometimes turning on the backup, making sure that's installed on the microphone, and then the audio we get from the DJ, which he could change his settings and screw up with that one too. So there's a lot of little tiny factors that could go into what can make a wrong video. But there's also, when you do it all right and properly, like you can just tell the quality difference is massive.
Well, and that's just why we think you should, like, it costs more. It should cost more. There's more skill set, in the sense of there's more moving parts. There's more risk. There's just so many pieces that go into making sure that we're capturing everything to the best of our abilities. and by having backups, right? Like imagine you, when we first started and you probably had like maybe two cameras and, you know, one source of audio recording, maybe we had two. Yeah, I think we had two. We always had two.
Yeah, I watched some Ray Roman videos back in the day and he's like, you should get these Sennheiser mics and this recorder. And I went out and bought everything, spent like $5,000 on audio stuff alone.
Yeah.
And realized I didn't even know how to even use it, but I was like, he says it's the best, so let's do it.
Yeah. And yeah, and so that's what I mean. Like that's 5,000, that's not even a camera, right? Like that's just to record somebody's audio. And it makes such a huge difference when you have good audio. We can tell, like, oh, there's nothing worse for me than bad audio from a wedding. Like, oh, that's
the thing too, is it's such a standard that your video is going to be awesome. So it's very obvious sometimes when there are some mistakes in a video and that's the stuff. I don't even know if like clients pick it up, but as somebody in the industry, it's hard not to judge other people based on their work. Obviously, I judge myself probably the hardest out of anyone, but you watch videos and you're like, you could tell it was like warp stabilized or like the audio sounds like it's picking up too much echo or whatever it is, right? There's all these little bits, but.
Or they didn't record audio, so that's straight out of the camera.
Yeah, exactly. It just sounds like it's not a dedicated audio thing. And there's so many little things, even like reading a letter in the morning that turned or doing first looks and reveals with parents and bridesmaids.
Yeah. And they don't have a mic.
Ugh. It just like, it turns into a production. It's not just like, all right, cool. Like put you here, snap, snap, snap. Okay, cool. We're done. Yay. I got some photos. We're only talking about really the parts that happen on the day of. Then you can come back home. You got way more footage to handle. So it's just like how much storage space do you need as a videographer versus a photographer? Ooh,
that's a big one too, right? Like your computer is four times the size of my computer. We also have to invest in an online storage and we also invest in hard drives as well. So every wedding gets a dedicated hard drive, like a terabyte. And then they also get online storage as a backup. Then you have your memory cards as well, which those are not cheap. Each memory card is like almost $500 or more dollars, like your big memory card. And it's really expensive, right? And then you have to charge everything too. I think there's so much that goes into that. Like, don't discount the fact that you have to charge everything. Like, I mean, I just have to charge a battery and my flash batteries. Like there's two things really.
Yeah.
And I don't even technically need to do flash batteries. I could just use disposable ones. But, you know, it's really a much bigger fish to fry. And you go through so many more batteries on the wedding day as well, because the video just sucks up that much more juice compared to just taking photos. Especially when you're
using multiple cameras. So the initial investment is out there. You know, like each one of these cameras have memory cards, have their own batteries. Well, they all use the same battery, but you have to be sure to be able to have spares to charge them. And then the lights have batteries now. We've bought carts so that we can bring all our stuff from one to the other. Because even going from ceremony to reception, you just have like a couple tripods, you have your audio stuff, you have all that. And it takes time to disassemble that, put it all away and bring it somewhere and then reassemble it somewhere. So
yeah, you have like an hour at least of setup. And we try to do our setup even way before we even start for the day. So we always start extra early whenever we're doing video. We show up sometimes an hour before.
And that's just for my own peace of mind, because I don't like to rush on a wedding day, especially when we built the schedule and we know, okay, they want a lot done in 8 hours. So let's just get there 30 minutes before.
30, make sure, we're always an hour. Come on.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because you want to fly the drone and all that. So like there's
drone is another thing we haven't even talked about.
Yeah. You had to get a license specifically to drive this. It doesn't even get covered under insurance. Everyone's like, oh, do you have insurance? They don't even cover drones because they just break so often or run into things. Right. So we use a drone, but if you happen to mess up that day, well, you know, all those video gaming skills finally came into use, which is awesome, but it definitely gives me anxiety. I can't even watch you fly the drone because I just think it's going to just fall from the air and land on something, you know, like I just have this like huge anxiety around things breaking. But yeah, there's a drone too. There's so many things. This is why it should cost more.
And we haven't even started talking about editing. Licensing music and picking music
and editing
and
It's so much harder to edit video too. It's so complicated. With photos, it's just like a couple little sliders and away you go, you know? Yeah. There's none of that.
And like I said too, you can edit each individual photo as its own thing, but video, you can't. You just can't do that. It has to be all put together, and it's like different formats, and like, are you going to slow it down, speed it up? What's the scene before? What's the scene after? What kind of emotion are you trying to bring? Is there like audio being played? Is it, you know, a voiceover? Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the monthly cost as well for the music licensing. Is it like $100 and something a month?
Yeah. I use MusicBed, which is one of the most expensive ones. Who knows if, well, I'll keep doing that because it's really expensive.
Yeah, but it's really good, right? So, you know, we have access to music that's licensed so that we can put on, like, put our videos online. And yeah, that costs a lot of money as well, right? So anyways, it's definitely a much bigger process. So I hope
AKA pay your videographers. If you need to cut some, cut the photographer.
It's true. We actually have had people come to us and they really just want video. They want like a certain amount of photos for the day. And they want video first. It's happened a few times.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah. Let's start this trend.
I don't know if it'll be a trend, but I like to think that we are kind of ahead of the curve in the sense that we do a bit of both. You and I could go on a wedding day and really be able to do like a bit of photos and a bit of video. Like, it's not easy to switch back and forth all day long, but there is that opportunity for us to do that. Like, if somebody was like, I only want family photos and I want a few portraits of like me with my friends and whatever, but the rest of the day I just want video coverage, like, I'd probably do that, like, yeah, to be honest with you. Yeah. But it would have to be very specific on when we're doing photo, when we're doing video, because I can't really do
everything. Well, you have everything. To have a good plan, right?
Yeah.
But especially with the video, you have to set up. So there's just that amount of time.
Exactly. But it can be done. Can be done. And we have done it before. We have done that. There's been moments where you had to go or something and I've just had to take video or do photos or whatever. And same with you, right? Where I couldn't be at some place. So you took a few photos for me, right? That's the...
Yeah, there's even that time when you got into the limo with the bride and went to go see her grandfather. And you just had your phone on top of your camera taking video as you did some photos. And I thought that was a good compromise. You didn't lose on any time. You didn't have to redo things twice, especially when you had a limited amount of time to use at that time. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. I had a point. Oh, I can't wait to see the people saying, okay, I spent some money on my videographer and now I only have $1,000 left in my budget for a photographer. So like, I'm looking for a reasonably priced or an affordable photographer to go with like the videographer that I spent all my money on, you know? And then will it shift into the videographer is going to lead most of the day and the photographer is going to be kind of more in the back?
No idea.
That's a whole other skill set that maybe we need to start learning or start putting more effort into, because if the photographers are going to be the ones... But it is
stuff that we do though. We already do
but
that.
As a videographer on the day is more like taking charge of posing and leading that way.
You know, whenever we've done video with another photographer, I've definitely still stepped into that role of like posing and telling them what to do.
So in the end, videographers should get paid more. That's our opinion. Not only because...
But how much more?
How much more?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then how would you know? Like, say I charge $5,000 for a package for photography.
It's really hard to compare apples to apples and be like, well, you know, I pay $5,000 for this videographer and like $3,000 for this photographer, and they seem to be like the same skill set. It depends on their experience and what they shot and like this and that. But I don't think that anyone should be like undercutting any of these services.
If anything, they should put more budget towards a videographer versus their photographer, because it does really make a big difference at the end of the day and sort of the overall final product that you're going to get. You think,
I think so? Yeah.
You think it like correlates that way?
You're putting me on the spot here. Like, how much more should they pay? I don't think it's more a numbers game in the sense of like between me and you, they should pay me more because I do video, even though like we work together and do the same thing. I just think that it shouldn't be something that they cut or that they cheap out on. I think we should just appreciate
I think that you just sort of said the part that makes sense where it's not that they should spend more. It just means that they shouldn't pay like half the price of their photographer in the sense of like just like trying to like add it on just to get something, you know, like if anything, it should be the opposite, that they should be spending, if not more, on a videographer than their photographer. They want like a good quality product. So then when you're making your budget, try not to be like, okay, well, I'll give like 5,000 to my photographer and then 2,000 to my videographer. Like if anything, it should be the other way.
It depends on what's more important to you, but I just personally find there's a lot more value in getting a good videographer than getting a good photographer. Unless you just want to pick one. I mean, you could always just go with video only.
Do you think that would ever happen, though? That somebody would just get video and not get any photos?
Probably in the hybrid sense, the way you're talking about how you could do like family photos or a few bridal portraits or something like that, where, yeah, it makes sense. Like getting family photos in a video could be cool too. There are some benefits to doing photos of that stuff if you're going to print them or if you're going to send these photos to these people, like physically. If it's all digital, just do it all on video. But it's also easier to hire a videographer that takes a few photos than a photographer that might do video at some points. If you want to do like a hybrid service, videographers, it's a lot easier to just like, I'll just change my camera to like photo mode and
if they even have that option as part of their cameras, because some cameras don't even have that option. But
true, some are cinema cameras that don't take photos, but even I'll take it on my phone.
Everybody else is behind you anyways. The final point that we're trying to make is that people shouldn't use like a $5,000 budget and try to divvy it up between photographer and videographer. If anything, they should be trying to spend just as much, I would say, if not more possibly on a videographer to get the type of quality that I think they'll appreciate afterwards. And I think that's one of the points that I wanted to talk about is that people don't understand the value of video until after the wedding when they go, wow, that was a whirlwind of a day and I have no idea what I said or no idea what happened. I know how I felt. It was fun. It was great, or I was emotional, or, you know, it was whatever. All those feelings that you feel kind of reminiscing about it, but you really don't know what people said word for word. And I think that that's kind of why we came up with this sort of package where it's very much like you come and record the day, like as if you're going to go and edit everything, but it's just like what we call like our raw package, where essentially you come, you record everything as if you were going to edit everything, but then you just deliver the raw product. And that's kind of like an add-on that we add for couples who are just not sure about adding video. And then they can decide to edit things after. They're going to pay more in the end, essentially, because we've priced it in that way because we want them to book the full package up front. But this is kind of like that happy medium where they have everything recorded. We can still make some beautiful edits from it if they choose. If they don't, then at least it's recorded for, you know, if and when they want to maybe put it together themselves or pay for us to edit it at a later date.
There's just nothing that can replace the video. The audio aspect is just too important in my opinion. And just seeing things as they like actually happened. It's just there's no beating it.
There's no beating the video. No, there isn't. There really isn't. There's no, even as a photographer, I can take the most gorgeous, amazing photo of somebody giving a speech and like the beautiful lighting and, you know, a little wipe of the tear and whatever, that is not going to bring the voice to it, right? Yeah. Like it's not going to do that.
The sobbing of the groom looking at his bride.
Yeah. Or him freaking out because he forgot the rings. Like those moments are forever encapsulated.
Or just hearing the whole crowd laughing at someone saying some funny story or joke. Yeah. And actually knowing what they said.
Yeah.
And then having your reaction to everything that's going on as well. So
yeah.
There's too many benefits to not get video, first of all, and to skimp out on video because you chose to put so much money towards a photographer.
And it's everybody's number one regret. Who doesn't get video? That they regret it. They regret not having it, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone regretting that they got video.
No. No. So get video.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
That's all we got to say. The moral of the story here is that you should hire a videographer because they are the best and you will not regret it.
And it's hard work. Appreciate it, people.
It's true.
Appreciate the work because the homework is also hard.
Everything okay? is hard about
everything
video.
Just takes longer. It takes more time.
Even just the timeline meeting takes more time. It's kind of crazy. Every single part of the video process takes more time. Right? So,
and but yet, looking for an affordable one. Yeah, well, look no further.
Cost an arm and a leg, babe. Yeah, here you right. go. Hire a videographer and pay them well, because you will get what you pay for.
And you won't regret it.
No regrets. Bye.